Welcome to this week's podcast from Cultivate Connection. Most people are stressed and struggle to find time to connect with God. We've created this Bible-based meditation podcast, teaching you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If you'd like to sign up to get these podcasts directly into your email inbox, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe, and you can also sign up for our Facebook page there. So I want to encourage you to settle in. Be wherever you need to be to find that place of connection with the Lord for the next 30 minutes. Maybe that's in a comfortable seated position. And as we begin, I encourage you to turn your attention to your breath. Simply becoming aware. Starting to take notice of your inhale and your exhale. Allowing yourself to settle in. We are in a season of Advent, and we've been making our way through week by week. And this week we're going to focus on joy. So as you just become fully present in this space, finding your awareness, allowing yourself to slow down, to make some room, and to begin to find that connection with God. We're going to take some time just focusing on the breath. I want you to just to count the length of your inhale. Just to become aware of it, and then try to match your exhale to that same length, whatever it is for you. There's no right or wrong in this space. Just finding that awareness, tuning into the breath, coming fully present into this space. Maybe you notice if there's a pause at the top of the breath. Maybe there's a pause after the exhale. Maybe there isn't. I want to encourage you just to begin to lengthen out that breath a little bit. Drawing that count out a little longer. Not forcing anything, not striving, but just allowing that breath to begin to naturally lengthen. Counting those inhales and matching the length of your exhale to your inhale. Feeling how the body responds as you lengthen the breath. Taking note of what's going on in the mind as you focus on the breath. Being aware of any emotions or anything going on in your heart today as you simply breathe. And as you continue in this place of simplicity, in this place of breath, I'm going to open us in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you for the breath of life that you've breathed into each one of us. Thank you that your presence is real, that we can come and meet with you. Thank you for each one listening, God, for the hunger that stirs within them, the desire to come close, to be near to you, to seek and search you out. God, thank you that you are faithful. And the only reason we come at all, the only reason we hunger, is because you first put the desire within us to know you. God, I pray for each one in this space right now, finding the inhale and the exhale. God, will you meet them today, here, now? Will you touch their hearts that they could know you more? Would you awaken their minds to the thoughts that come from your mind, God? Would you open up their whole being to receive the fullness of what you have, God? And would you put a desire in each one of our hearts to seek you, not for the benefits we can gain, there are definitely benefits, God, but that we would pursue you so that we can know you. God, that we would seek revelation, not for our own gain, but because it leads us closer to you. Show us how in this Advent season, God, to walk closer to you, to know your heart, to see you moving all around us. Open our eyes, our ears. Make us aware of your presence within us and around us. Make us aware of your heart, of your thoughts. And awaken your word in us, God, that it would conform us to be more like your Son, Jesus. We can't become like that which we can't see. So, God, today I ask you, by your Holy Spirit, that you would show us another aspect of your Son, Jesus. Teach us your ways, God, that we could know you. So as you come into this space today, just as simply as you can, just as honestly as you can, tuning in to the Spirit of God that dwells within you, you to pay attention to what goes on in your body in this space, what goes on in your thoughts. What do you feel? What is stirred? And allow those things to draw you into conversation, to draw you into relationship with the Lord. If you begin to notice something, will you take it as an invitation to open up communication with the Spirit of God who dwells within you? That you may receive insight from Him. So, what begins to stir in you today? As I bring up the subject of joy, what brings you joy? Can you think about something that you've experienced today or in the last 24 hours that has brought you joy? And what about on the flip side? Can you begin to examine, think back over your day or the last 24 hours? Have there been areas where you feel like your joy has been lacking or that it's been stolen? Perhaps if you examine those two areas where you felt joy, in an area where you felt perhaps it was lacking or missing, what do you notice in contrast to those two things? What do you see? What does the Holy Spirit want to show you? And taking notice if you're allowing any judgment or condemnation or beating yourself up. That's not what this space is for. It's just to be aware. We are so ingrained in our society with right and wrong, to punish that which is wrong. We want to label it. I'm not asking you to label anything. I'm just asking you to enter in and be aware and bring anything that comes up for you into the presence of the Lord. So once again this week, I'm going to be reading out of an Advent devotional by Dr. Brian Simmons. It's called Come and Behold Him, and it's inspired by the Passion Translation. We're going to read some scripture, and then I'm going to read the actual devotional that he's written. So our scripture comes from Luke 1, verses 46 to 55. And as I read it through, I just welcome you to have open ears to hear whatever it is that the Spirit of God is highlighting to you today. Just pay attention to any word or phrase that begins to stand out for you. This was Mary's prophetic song. And Mary sang this song. My soul is ecstatic, overflowing with praises to God. My spirit bursts with joy over my life-giving God. For he set his tender gaze upon me, his lowly servant girl. And from here on, everyone will know that I have been favored and blessed. The Mighty One has worked a mighty miracle for me. Holy is His name. Mercy kisses all His godly lovers, from one generation to the next. Mighty power flows from Him to scatter all those who walk in pride. Powerful princes He tears from their thrones, and He lifts up the lowly to take their place. Those who hunger for him will always be filled, but the smug and self-satisfied, he will send away empty. Because he can never forget to show mercy, he has helped his chosen servant Israel, keeping his promises to Abraham and to his descendants forever. And as I read it a second time, allow the Holy Spirit to draw you in deeper. Begin to reflect, maybe ask questions about whatever it is that stands out to you. And Mary sang this song. My soul is ecstatic, overflowing with praises to God. My spirit bursts with joy over my life-giving God. For he set his tender gaze upon me, his lowly servant girl. And from here on, everyone will know that I have been favored and blessed. The Mighty One has worked a mighty miracle for me. Holy is his name. Mercy kisses all his godly lovers from one generation to the next. Mighty power flows from him to scatter all those who walk in pride. Powerful princes he tears from their thrones, and he lifts up the lowly to take their place. Those who hunger for him will always be filled, but the smug and self-satisfied he will send away empty. Because he can never forget to show mercy, he has helped his chosen servant, Israel, keeping his promises to Abraham and to his descendants forever. I'm going to read it one more time. And as I do, I want you to enter into what is it that Jesus is saying to you from this? And what is it that you want to say back to him? Entering into that conversation together. And Mary sang this song. My soul is ecstatic, overflowing with praises to God. My spirit bursts with joy over my life-giving God. For he set his tender gaze upon me, his lowly servant girl. And from here on, everyone will know that I have been favored and blessed. The Mighty One has worked a mighty miracle for me. Holy is his name. Mercy kisses all his godly lovers from one generation to the next. Mighty power flows from him to scatter those who walk in pride. Powerful princes he tears from their thrones, and he lifts up the lowly to take their place. Those who hunger for him will always be filled, but the smug and self-satisfied he will send away empty. Because he can never forget to show mercy, he has helped his chosen servant Israel, keeping his promises to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Thank you. So just allowing your heart to be open as I read this devotional and allowing it to minister to you. Again, allowing it to draw you in to communion with the Holy Spirit. A day doesn't go by when someone forgets the promises they've made to their employees, to the ones who elected them, to us. A business owner promises there will be no more layoffs, and then 6 months later, another round of your friends are sent packing. The president promises no new taxes, and 2 years later, you're giving more of your paycheck to Uncle Sam. Or how about something more personal? Your friend promises to keep your deepest struggle to herself, yet a week later, you catch wind that everyone in your circle knows what haunts you. You believe your husband's promise to stop his internet habit once and for all, only to discover the same smutty websites back in his web browser history. People fail us left and right, and one of the main reasons is because they forget their promises. No, they break their promises. But not God. Not the Mighty One. He is the never-forgetting, always-promise-keeping God. And that's something to jump up and down with joy over, isn't it? Mary sure does. She sings about her joy because she's ecstatic. She overflows with praise to God. Her spirit bursts with joy over her life giving God. One of the reasons she sings this way is because the Mighty One can never forget to show mercy. He has helped his chosen servant, Israel, keeping his promises to Abraham and to his descendants forever. Luke 1:54-55. Our God never forgets to show mercy. Israel has sung about this mercy for generations with several psalms, like Psalm 35. But you, O Lord, your mercy seat love is limitless, reaching higher than the highest heavens. Your great faithfulness is so infinite, stretching over the whole earth. Your tender care and kindness leave no one forgotten. Not a man, nor even a mouse. God, how extravagant is your cherishing love. For generations, God has helped his chosen servant, Israel, despite the countless times they turned their backs on him. God didn't give them what they deserved. That's enough for anyone to jump up with joy. But God's love for his people doesn't stop there. Because not only does he never fail to show mercy, God never, ever forgets. No matter how big the promise, no matter how old the promise, our God is the never forgetting, always promise keeping God. To the point of making good on a promise, he gave way back to the very first of his chosen people, Abraham. In Genesis 12, God promises to make a great nation out of Abraham, to bless those who bless him and curse those who curse him, to bless all peoples on the planet through him and through his offspring. And Mary recognized that this was the moment God was making good on that promise, not only to the Jewish people, but to all peoples. Through her son, God was finally making good on his promise. Because God is a never forgetting, always promise keeping God, We have forgiveness from sins, release from shame and guilt, and all the blessings of this life and the next. If that's not reason to join with Mary this Christmas season in jumping up and down in ecstatic, overflowing, soul-bursting joy, then I don't know what is. God, you are never forgetting, always promise-keeping God. We want to join with Mary this Advent season in overflowing with praise and joy to you for your limitless mercies and for remembering your promise to rescue and restore us and this world. Can you allow gratitude to rise as you begin to realize how faithful God is? If he says he will do it, he will do it. Not always in our timing or the way we want it done, but God is faithful. He never forgets. He keeps his promises. What is it that you needed to hear in that devotional today? How is God speaking to you? What is it that he's deposited in you? When you get up from this space, you take it with you. That you're not the same person who began this meditation, because through this space, you're able to encounter the living God, through his word, through his spirit. So I bless you. I bless you to receive in this Advent season the truth that God has for you, the blessings he has for you, the joy that he has for you. May you be filled with a new joy today and each day as we draw near to Christmas. May your joy overflow. And may you find so many reasons to praise him. Amen.